Radio.
Believe it.
Oh, na 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 na. Oh, yeah. Woo! So good, so good. You make me feel so good. So good, so good. Yeah.
Listen to Care Voice Radio coming your way. This is also Spirituality in a Mix coming to you this day on this Sunday afternoon. I'm hearing word on the ground in Barbados that the ash has stopped falling and things are getting back to normal. And in terms of what is going on there, but also around the world, there's a lot that is going on, a lot that is happening, and it's not looking good. It's beginning to look really ugly. So today I wanted to get on board and talk about love being the first application. We are all socially and digitally locked down. And so I felt, what can I say today in terms of spirituality in the mix of life? Your life. This is your life. Your life. And when I pause to reflect on what is going on today, there's a lot. And somewhere in the midst of the chaos, we have to find ourselves. We're going to talk more about that today on this show. And I want to say peace and blessings to all my listeners across the world who come to this to listen to Spirituality in the Mix for a different type of media, different type of programming. I'm going to start out with this song, continue with this song, Jose Hines, So Good, and we're going to flip it up a little bit because you need to know who you are and what love looks like as an app and how do you apply that in your life, regardless of race, creed, color, nationality, spiritual origin, and how to take away the detractors that are creating the negative progression in our space. Keep us on the luck as we go through this evening, right here on Spirituality in the Mix. Stay tuned.
Feel so good, so good, so good, yeah. So good, so good, Lord, you make me feel so good, so good, so good, yeah. When I wake up in the morning and I see the bright sunshine, when I go sleep at night, I wanna praise you every time. 'Cause you've been so good to me when I was bad to you. And I wanna sing praises to you. So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So good, so good. Yeah. So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So good, so good, yeah. What have I done to deserve this goodness that you show to me? What I have done to
see all of this is in love, the app, this application, this song is talking about love.
To deserve it.
Right, wrong, or correct, the love is in the building.
All your kindness, Lord, to me. 'Cause when I was nothing, you made me something. When I was down, you turned my life around. You place my feet, oh Lord, on your solid ground, and you turn my life around. So good, so good, Lord, you've been so good. So good, so good, yeah.
You're the best, so good.
So good, so good.
It doesn't matter what you were told at your birth, you have the right to create a relationship with the Heavenly Father, the God within you, the God and the universe, universal prime force, prime energy,
Lord, you make
and much, much more.
Make me feel so good, so good, so good, yeah. When I wake up in the morning, I see the bright sunshine. When I go sleep at night,
I wanna praise you every time, 'cause you've been so good to me. I wanna praise you all the time. I say you've been so good to me, yeah. I wanna praise you all the time. Oh, so good, so good. Lord, you've been so good. So good, so good. Oh yeah, so good, so good. You make me feel so good. So good, so good, yeah. You know, this is Jose Hines. You make me feel so good, Lord. Yeah,
yeah, that's Jose. He knows what he's talking about. He understands the rhythm of life. A lot of his music, he's been sending me for a while, and I decided to play some of it today because I feel that this is the season of understanding self-worth more and what love looks like as a part of the self-worth. Because every time I look around from this perspective here in the United States and across the country and the world, people are killing people for any reason they can find. And that says to me something is really wrong inside the conversation. So I'm going to bring the music as I continue this year. And I said in the beginning that I will be bringing the music because the music is a part of the consecration of understanding your journey. You have to understand that love is the thing that gives you the right, the art of inheritance, to be that person as a part of this society that people are looking at, that you're looking at, that you want to contemplate and building a lineage behind. You're looking to build a lineage of love. We like the reggae because it talks about love and it talks about emulsifying yourself, relating to what your value is, what your value is in the universe, to self first personally. That's what your purpose is, to love people. And the problem with that is there's not a particular book that you can pick up and say, here's the guide. Love lives inside of you. You have a mind, a spirit, and your spirit dictates what happened with you from that invisible, substantial decision maker. You don't see it. You don't see your mind. Your mind has the first conversation. It happened to me, it happened to you. I had to make a decision about my own personal life, my own personal wealth, my own personal love, my own personal considerations. I grew up in a Judeo-Christian space. It wasn't my plan, but as they introduced me to the understanding of what the Jesus method is and the God message is, I started listening very specifically, for lack of regurgitation, but more for growth. And I was a troublemaker in that sense because I did not just take what was fed to me. I have never just taken what was fed to me. I have to go in the kitchen myself and I have to try to cook something up and look at it in relationship to what I'm going to eat. And I've been through so many conversations about this in the process of love. And in many cases, because of cultural insurrection and cultural disbeliefs, we think that love has to do with sex. Love is an unconditional mindset where you care about the people in front of you. Your spirit gets up and directs you into a space of consideration of others. Is it necessarily a good thing? Not all the time. Why? Because here's what happens. You spend a lot of time working and helping people, and people spend a lot of time trying to disavow you for what you've done. It happened to me consistently. And I kind of made a choice to decide that I am not going to allow that type of scenario to stop me. Because when I look at the conversation and when I look at the behaviors, what I see is that the same gatekeeper who you call God made a decision to consecrate you and give you the same rights of inheritance to be a practitioner and be godlike in this narrative that we have before us called life. So it was the first application. A lot of you spend your time on social media. Have you really taken a close look at these applications? the branding of these applications as it relates to your behavioral model. It's a very serious thing. WhatsApp. It's asking the question, what's up? What do you want? What do you see? Huh? Stumbled upon. Boom. Let's start looking at some of these behavioral models in relationship to what our needs and wants are. Because love was the first app and it was powered by truth. The truth network. And it is your responsibility not to kill someone for having a belief system, not to kill yourself because someone turned around and told you you're not worthy. The only one constant that you can control is how you think, how you feel, and what you do about how you think and what you feel. Those are the two things that I look at every single day. And I don't quarrel with people about what their belief system is. I ask them to qualify themselves in their space when they're having conversations. And as we're speaking, I'm sure you're hearing a lot of gunshots going off, people practicing on the range and stuff like that. It's one of those kind of days that I'm here in the studio, and there's no way for me to control that right now. But it's what's happening because people are gearing up for war against their own kindness and love. Someone asked me last week about murder, death, kill, and all these things that are going on. I said, people need to pause and stop and think about killing people. When you kill people, you just take away their body, but their spirit comes and moves on and keeps moving. And it's not a matter of belief, because that spirit lives inside of you every single day. It's invisible, but it's one of the most substantial values you have in your space. And when you speak, if somebody asks you a question, you're thinking and your spirit jumps into it. You don't see the words in the spirit, but because you study linguistics or you have a language to speak and a translation to happen, it begins to become apparent. This is how I'm thinking and how I'm feeling. If there was no language for you to learn, there would be a feeling, a flow, a feeling, a feeling. Matter of fact, a couple of our artists did a tune like that. It was kind of like a sweet serenade type of thing, a feeling, that kind of thing. And you would have come to that original place inside of you that says, let's do good. For many reasons, we have systems in place that help and some that hurt. We are taught incorrectly in many ways. And we refuse sometimes to change the course of our feelings and our thinking. So, I realize that I have to create a mindset that can help me to master my future. And what I agreed with myself to do is to eliminate hate, greed. I keep saying this because it's necessary. Hate, greed, envy, anxiety, bad behavior, which I term professional stupidity. There's a lot of hurt in community, and people are reacting to that hurt because you're not blessing them and sanctifying them for the good that they do in your life and the life of other people. You have a class system that needs to be demolished and accept people on the level of true caring. It's not an easy job. Speakers don't have an easy job. We have to study and approve of what we are teaching, and we have to put it on a wheel and check the pulse to keep it alive, to know that what we are sharing in community remains transparent, number one. Number two is sustainable. And we're not speakers, public speakers, and talking about love and consideration. We do it for the love. The ones that do it for the love understands the first people. It's called human service delivery. And when we're talking about what we see in the governance of our nations across the world, we're looking for love from the leadership that you selected to represent your need, wants, desires, and to make it reasonable, a reasonable assumption. We cannot serve both masters. We have to accept the love app and manage and understand it so that when we're going out and looking forward to taking care of the needs of the people in our space, love exists. Now, I've been a victim of hate, greed, envy, anxiety, and professional stupidity. I was attacked a couple of times, and thank God I know how to do a little defense of myself. So I survived the onslaught. Be a practitioner of love. Be a practitioner of love. If you're a teacher, love your student. Just give them the opportunity to love you back through learning who they are. Understand their culture. Understand their disenfranchisement and why it exists. Because you're the only game changer on the planet. You have been changing the game for so long that now the planet is asking you to relax and think about that value. There's many conversations happening in the same space. And we want to see the progression of life grow in love, consideration. That's what we want. That's what we all want. I've never seen a little baby get up and go to another baby and execute on hate. As a matter of fact, I learn a lot from children. I learn a lot from my own children. Information can be catastrophe, depending on what the motive for that is. And that's all part of life. That's why when I craft these shows and I title them, I make sure that they're on a wheel so they can survive conversation, right? So that they can do what they need to do on behalf of other people, and people can come back and ask questions to see how they can solve the problem. You know what I mean? It's very important. Very important. When you are in a relationship with yourself, you're looking to make sure that you're devoid of those behaviors I mentioned before. You know? I have to check my pulse every day. I am one that says that I don't like hate, envy, greed, and anxiety. But it doesn't make me a stupid person, or how people would say, you're just trying to be perfect. You've got to look at what is going on. You have to look at who's loving you for you, number one. That's relationship. And you beg them and you hope that when they tell you the truth, it doesn't result in you trying to be an abusive person. You may try certain things that are not reasonable, and that what is not reasonable becomes a problem according to law and the promise. The promise of you being kind to the people around you. I don't have to hate anybody. I don't have to be envious of anyone. I've got enough going on in my head, in my spirit, to build out strategically the things that I want and to really refine the people that I look at that want to support or not support, or the ones that want to hamper me. That's how I've been able to keep my head above water mentally, spiritually, and those types of things. Because I'm the love guy. Hate is kind of heavy. It is. I can't stand it. But then people look at you and they feel, well, he's a lover. So let's do crazy things to him because he's not going to do anything because that's just him. I'm going to take a break and come back. I have a new tune coming in here. Tara Lynn, What the World Needs. It's a beautiful tune. Stick around, listen up. Here we go.
Tara Lynn, oh yeah. T-T-T-T-T-T-Y. What the world needs. What the world needs now. What the world needs. What the world needs now. A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy ban my put the guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy ban my put the guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs. Can you imagine? No more war. We not have to cry where you're fighting for. Imagine all the children and we're born not have to starve. And no man would have envy what another man have. Imagine if we ever could discover how to treat one another like sister and brother. Oh God. And if we overstand the lesson, we could receive all the blessings in abundance where you have a weak job. One thing I learned in life, we go astray. And though we stray, he will make our way. See me, I say to Willie World, yeah. Love's the only way. What the world needs, what the world needs now. What the world needs, what the world needs now. A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Imagine living in a place where you're not judged by your color nor race.
No.
And everything was how it's supposed to be. Every man, woman, and child mind free. Can you imagine
if we ever could discover how to treat one another like sister and brother? Oh God. And if we overstand the lesson, we could receive all the blessings in abundance where you offer we share.
One thing I learned in life, we go astray.
And though we stray, he will make our way.
See me, I say to any world, yeah. Love's the only way.
What the world needs,
what the world needs now.
What the world needs,
what the world needs now. A little bit of love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, a little more love and some unity. We have to be the change that we want to see. Bundy band, my booty guns down. That's what the world needs.
That's what the world needs.
That's exactly what the world needs. The world needs love.
That's what I'm talking about. We need love. We need to look at each other with a second look. From what I'm able to deduce from the historical manifestations of frustration and greed and envy, I see us in the middle of a pigment war. Hues of gray behavior. Someone said to me, Orby, you're not always black and white, are you? I said, you cannot be just black and white. There are too many behavioral things happening historically that have ramifications in your lineage now because of the way we live. It's true. When I say it's true, I'm going to cover that with this. What is truth? Go out and examine what I'm saying when I say it's true. When I say it's truth, I manage the equity of the conversation from a sustainable point of view beyond space and time and in space and time. I give it that duality and that promise because that's what's real. Hate has never historically been able to solve a problem. Greed, envy. How are you going to spend time being envious of somebody or something, somewhere, somehow? What does it do for you as a person? Does it do anything? I'm from that nation where these things are so plausible and adapted and people are strong about them. I've heard people say don't trust Aubrey, but they don't have the content to support the notion. And I call them on the rail about it. You've never said to me anything. I don't know you. You don't know me. But you're spreading rumors and lies to disenfranchise my value. And that's what they did with the Jesus Project. So I have a historical background in looking at when I'm being blamed, what to look for. How do I feel about the blame game in the space of lack of love? For you to be destroyed, they have to start with your brand. A lot of us are talking about marketing and promotion. But if you're the first brand, just like love is the first app, you're the first brand. You're humankind. Thought processes that flow through you to disavow your true value and your true inheritance, and you've got to study to show yourself approved for when you're making decisions that will come back to you as painful experiences that are sustainable that you cannot get rid of. That's why I'm careful who I associate with. That's why I break everything into a nanite conversation. And people start saying, well, RB, you're too deep. Why do you always have to be deep? No, I'm not. I'm not deep. I know people are deep. They're smarter than me. It's a beautiful thing. That's where growth takes place. When you call someone up who's at your mental level and or above, and you're speaking to each other in love and consideration because we know we want to see everyone elevate. My goal in the Elevate Entrepreneur Workshop that I teach just about every day, it's a passion, an event horizon that's alive and kicking. It challenges theory into practice. So if you theorize that you love someone, what does the practice of love look like in that space as the first app? Starting with self-love. It's kind of hard for you to love yourself when the person who brought you into the world suggests that you're nothing. You now have to do some research. Well, how come I'm nothing? Well, aren't you somebody? Didn't you bring me here? Why am I here? This is why we have so many issues going on for lack of love. Some of the outcomes are suicide, mental distress, and it reverberates into envious behavior, hate. The simplest thing that we have to look at and triangulate the history of our family, triangulate the history of the lineage we come from. That's why you have these people coming in researching who is who in my family. That's why we have Ancestry.com. Because you came here and you have authority and power in the world that you are not using as one of the first procreators with the right of inheritance for love. No one is teaching you that in school. So you get to school, a person that's not quite right your color, not their behaviors are quite abnormal, and then you decide, well, something is wrong with them. It happened with the forefathers. The forefathers of the nation that we love so much and that we're dedicated. I'm a guest in America. I love being a guest. I get to grow, I get to learn, I get to learn, I get to learn, I get to learn, and I get to love other people from different countries. Yeah, some of them, they don't like you. I heard a guy swearing, as people would say in our communication world, he's cussing. And he said the truth is, a lot of people don't like black people. Behaviorally, when you look at history, it's true. You don't need to triangulate much, but then the question beckons. Causation. Speak to causation. We have a problem. We're doing an assessment. Anti-love is in our society, in our community, and the judgment is usually attempted murder, death, kill on many levels. That's why as I'm speaking to you now, there's a lot going on. And if you know, when I was learning typing in school, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with it. But I'm glad that I stayed up in front of it, graduate first in class, because now I use it as a journalist, as a media spokesperson, as a speaker, as a trainer, as a coach. So when I'm typing, I don't need to look at the keyboard. Because I learned the practice of loving what I do as a typist in the same way I do what I do. And my patience is the guidebook behind love. You have to be patient. And then people will challenge that patience to make sure or attempt to make sure that it runs out so you have no gas left. Matter of fact, when God realized, and you don't have to necessarily believe it, go do your research. I don't believe everything they tell me. And one of the things that got me a little disturbed about the whole process of the Bible is that it says the King James Version. Why is that? I'm not trying to cause any trouble. I'm just using basic understanding to get to the core of the resolution. That's what I want to know. And I took the time to go out and do discovery. I had to volunteer with no money, sometimes no food, once a couple of times being homeless, to discover the truth of what I'm talking to you about. And I ran away from it because, hey, it is easier for me to get a job, waste time, get paid, but can't find the time to do it. When I came to this country, the first thing I looked for was in God We Trust. That beckoned me. Why is that the only country in the world? And I wanted to discover, I wanted to find out. And my spirit guided me on how to come here. And God supported the notion that I be here. Otherwise, I would never have been here. I'm not saying that as a religious zealot or anything. I really don't like religion. Because what it did is it says that a couple of folks decided to disagree with each other and we're going to start this own thing. But it does have a beauty behind it because it creates a lot of different doors and the truth is sustainable. So you can know that truth wherever you are in the conversation. That's what's going to happen. So we've got to be careful what we're doing. We've got to be careful that we understand where the truth is leading. And once we understand where the truth is leading, we can continue to soar. One more song, and as we get ready to close out this session, and I want to go on and I want to do some more teaching and heard a little bit in conversation. I share in one of the modules and then I connect the dots for the entire module because I've put the whole thing in a circle and finally we're going to be online with the full program. But we're going to keep the energy and the feeling in the middle of the room so that when you're taking it, boring, it's going to challenge your mind. It's going to challenge your spirit, challenge your desires to make sure that you are the most beautiful thing on the planet when done. I have a student that I knew from Barbados. And I said to her, I met her 8 years ago. I didn't prod and I didn't push. I said, after talking to you, there's a course that I think you should take that I do. And back then I was in the middle of working in the court system, I think. Yes, I believe so. And I was teaching college. And I was doing my entrepreneur thing. Otherwise, I can't pay bills if I don't do my entrepreneur thing, if I don't do my speaking thing, if I don't do my training thing. So we all have a cause for love. What will you do? This is what I do. I do all the things that I would still do if I weren't being paid for it. That's one of the questions I ask people. How do you acknowledge your passion and love? When it comes to relationship and women, men, and in general humankind, we have to qualify what love looks like as a practice for sustainable living. I don't know. I guess I could go on a little bit longer because this is what happens when you volunteer and start your own internet radio station. Supported and powered by Come See TV. This is one of the first Caribbean global all digital television networks in the country. The beautiful thing about that is that the love permeates the conversation because the guy who started the network never met me in person, met my team in person, met some of the people I know in person. And what he knows is that I'm good for my word. And so the conversation continues. Hello. I want to take a moment and reach out and say, really thank our independent artists for sharing their music. And I said we're going to interview some of them. We've done in the past, and this is a new series for what we're doing. So we're going to continue to do that and bring a little bit so that you can get the full flavor of the artist and what they're saying in relationship to what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, I coin what we do edutainment. I've never been to a church, as it would quote unquote church. Red did not start to try to get the environment going with some music. And I kept my promise to myself. The one promise to myself and keep as a final frontier in a new beginning is a gospel fest. And you will support it because it's going to be the best festival for gospel ever. I'm telling you. Because we're going to have conversations. We're going to have conversations with the music. We're going to get the best of the best because you're beautiful and you deserve the best. That's what's important. And you're blessed. I'm going to close out with Lead Pipe and Saddest Blessed. This is a song that made history this year at International Speech Day. World Speech Day. Permeating conversation and disrupting the speaker business. And it traveled to 103 nations across the world. How did they get involved? Well, you know, somebody calls you, so, you know, if I'm coming, you want the Caribbean to participate, I got to bring the music. Okay, bring the music. And this was the commencement ceremony for what happens next year. And there will be one inside of this year just for Caribbean. Because our voices matter. Historically, they matter. Currently, they matter. In the future, they're going to matter. And it's all about love. I can't stress this enough. It's an urgent matter of love. But love has a responsibility. Number one, I'm big at this. And it's people might say it's kind of cold, but if someone no longer loves you, it's okay to let them leave. Don't let them use you. Don't become a joking board for them. Give them the honor of going on to the new experience, whether it fits the model, whether you're feeling hurt or not or disappointed, let them leave. It's very urgent. It's an urgent matter. This is why we have so much abuse going on. Next week when I come back, I'm going to talk about something else. I wish I could tell you this week what it is. Or maybe I should, shouldn't I? We shall see. But tell your friend, bring a friend, and join us for next week's show. It's going to be fantastic. Blessed.
Hello, Ness. Yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Wow.
Every blessing that we receive, yeah, Father, we thank you for them, for blessing me and my friends.
Jah know is the talents buried in we, yeah. Father, we grateful for them. We give praises, amen. We bless up in heaven.
Expressionism. Talk to your people, don't talk at them. If you're the heart of a nation and you're an organization involved in human capital value delivery, you have to accept people at their level and take them to the next level, which means you've got to study, which means you've got to move yourself to a higher level. Forget regurgitation. Strengthen the core values that allow us to stand together.
Jumping up. Could I never stop the walking up? coming with me, yeah. You shower your blessing on them.
No matter what the movement is, it all comes back down to your motivation. What do you see? What is your motive in your mind, in your spirit? Is it real love, true love? Or are you a disruptor negatively?
So no stressing for them. Hey, on the road I'm kicking a scene, yeah. Good vibes, be grateful for them. And we give praises, amen. We bless them in heaven.
Let it go. Let it go. Get the jealousy out. We're all living a life of melanin as black people. And I want to take this moment to recognize the contribution to the black and African American agenda. I've got some great friends that wrote some great books. I've got some friends that write and produce great songs. I want to thank Edwin Yearwood for putting this song together along with his team. The Branker man. Anything that he touches is gold. Never met him. I've met some of his family members. And they would talk about it. Edification is how I get to meet some people. And this also made history. It made history. At the inaugural Celebration Caribbean celebration for the incoming who is now Vice President of the United States. And Edwin Yearwood, leader Crossfire, Edwin Yearwood, powerful history in the music industry. We need to go to the next level with our artists, with our artistes, our filmmakers. We need to study and review the conversation in our community as it relates to love and translation. I know I was getting ready to close, but I can't close without this one. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm locked, yeah. Remember, you listen to Care Voice Radio, the edutainment station. My dream.